We're going to get an update now on the shooting rampage today at an elementary school in Newtown, Connecticut. 27 people at Sandy Hook School were killed, including the gunman. Craig Lamolt of member station WSHU is with us now. And Craig, what's the latest there?
Well, there was just another press briefing, but the police here is still not confirming a lot of the details that are being widely reported. What we know is that a shooter walked into the Sandy Hook School here in Newtown, Connecticut, and began firing. 18 children died on the spot. Two were transferred to a hospital where they died, and those six adults. We have confirmed that one of the adults who was killed is the mother of the shooter. The police are not yet confirming the shooter's name, though.
And what's happening this evening in Newtown? What's going on there?
Well, we're told that parents are gathering. There are grief counselors who are on hand to work with the parents. They're gathering at a fire station, actually, which is just around the corner from the school. That's actually where I was this morning as parents were gathering their children and getting out of there. It was a scene of gridlock as emergency vehicles and parents' cars all were converging on the place at the same time. But grief counselors are meeting with parents, and I think it's just it's a terrible night here in Sandy Hook, and yes. And something that is really going to rock the community.
You've been there since the morning, I gather. And what's it been like in Newtown?
Well, it's been it's been really difficult, I got to say. Most of the day, I've been actually waiting for information from the officials. You know, we're getting reports in, but the officials have been very hesitant to give a lot of details. The people I spoke with this morning, the parents, were just remarkably relieved to be with their children. The folks I talked to just couldn't believe that this was happening. I talked to actually one police official here who said, He was asked the last murder in Sandy Hook, and he couldn't remember. He said it's got to be at least 10 years since they've seen a murder in this really quiet community.
Okay, Craig, thanks. We'll be checking in later. That's Craig Lamolt of WSHU reporting from Newtown, Connecticut.